Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey.
Hello.
So, how's everybody doing today?
Well, you know, I'm drinking water, trying to stay healthy.
What, are you some kind of nerd?
Well, yes. I play Pathfinder in Dungeons & Dragons.
Right now, we're in a basement with tapestries.
It's my mom's basement.
Shh, keep your voice down.
I wish
and,
we were in
and
a tapestry.
No, it's not because I'm not hustling. It's because the economy is crap.
Ma, bring down the meatloaf. Ma, meatloaf. Ow.
I wish we were in a tapestry-filled basement.
I know, right?
Patreon goals. That's one of the ones we're gonna do. We don't have a Patreon yet, but that's what I'm aiming towards.
Dig a basement, build a basement,
yeah.
Fill it with tapestries and torches.
Yeah. Actually, even better,
sconces.
Donate us tapestries, and we'll just start hanging them.
Yeah, we'll hang them up. We'll tag you in the Twitter post or Instagram post. I don't know.
We'll take a picture. This is you.
We'll hang shekels from the walls, and we'll take pictures of Adelar.
Wait, I thought this was not a BDSM podcast.
I mean, one ever said it wasn't.
That's true.
The only thing we said it wasn't was a fast food discussion podcast.
That's very true.
I thought the only said it what thing we said it wasn't was a good podcast.
That's true.
So everything is on the table except for fast food and good podcast.
Yes.
I think we're golden.
Solid. Well, speaking of golden, more like silver, this chain shirt that Kezra so greedily wanted on this mysterious mud hill here on the large collapsed opening on the...
I have never been accused of being greedy.
But I mean, honestly...
Not to your face.
But I mean, honestly, is anyone actually surprised at this point?
Nah, not really.
I'd like to start taking bets on how long Kezra is going to last.
I know, I'd like to bet as well. He is built to do a lot of damage, but not to survive most circumstances.
There's a reason Adelar always keeps a heal spell in his back pocket.
It's for the one moment that he goes down immediately.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's just jump right into combat here. Timmy, could you put some battle music on for us?
Oh, yeah.
As we are going to roll initiative as this creature reaches out to attack Kezra.
Oh, God.
Let me go ahead and show you guys a picture as we start off combat here. That is what this creature looks like,
God.
But covered in mud with the corpse of somebody on its back.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, Benson.
It kind of looks like a.
Very well.
It kind of looks Grolodon esque, like it's another dragon-y thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very. It looks like the Pokemon Torterra.
Oh yeah.
When I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, it's the final evolution."
Except
of
angry.
Yeah, much angrier.
Kezra needs good initiative this session.
Yes.
Last time, it was not great.
Yeah.
Whew, let's do this. Motherfucker.
Sounds like you did great over there. Going around the table, Elk.
A gentleman's 14.
Good. Good. Go ahead, Benson.
21.
Benson's so far away.
I know. He might just leave you.
Yeah, I'm going.
Natural 5 for an 8.
No.
Awesome.
Picking up where I left off.
Yep. And Adelar.
Adelar wastes no time with a 23.
23, ooh. Wow.
Ooh. I like it.
Can't move.
Alok did not do well with a 5. So he did not expect a giant monstrous thing to come out. So starting off the round, we are going to go with Adelar.
Oh, God, the creature didn't go first.
All right.
I know, he rolled well. Mid-range with everyone here, really.
All right, so Adelar is going to move 20 feet up. And then he's got a good line of sight. Oh, wait. One extra, okay. And then he's going to look at this turtly beast.
Yes.
And Jake, roll me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. It's his best one, I'll do that.
Looks like a turtle. But he could roll one.
How's a 24 feel you?
Yeah, nothing happens. One day you guys will know that stuff.
One day it'll be really cool.
Not today.
Adelar, stop waving your hands at it and hit it.
Kezra, I'm trying to focus.
Fair enough.
Alright. After Adalar, it comes to you. Sir Benson.
I think I can make it to it using two move actions. Am I incorrect? That makes it?
I believe so.
Okay. I'll use my last action to swing at it.
All right. All right.
No, that misses. That was only 7 on the die.
Alrighty. Benson charges in to save his best friend, Kezra.
Besties.
Besties. Gonna get magic tattoos.
We've got friendship bracelets.
One of those necklaces with a heart that's, like, broken.
Yeah,
except the heart is bloody.
And Kezra left his bracelet probably in another room because he doesn't care.
Or he probably sold it already.
Oh, you were serious. You wanted me to keep that arts and crafts.
I really thought you were fucking with me.
Oh, I found this bracelet in the other room. It was just lying in a piece of heap.
So this thing decides to take a bite out of Kezra here.
Oh.
So, let's go ahead and do...
Redemptive strike?
Retributive strike, sorry.
We'll see.
It has to get through my monster AC first.
does a 15 beat your monster AC, Kezra?
Yes, it does.
Wait, even with shield?
I don't have shield. I didn't cast the guy.
It's not his turn yet.
Dang it. That's why.
Minimum damage for 4. Right.
17, so 1. Does 17 hit?
17 does hit.
Nice.
There's hope for us.
13 points of damage.
13 points of damage.
Nice. All right, Benson.
That was one away from max damage.
Nice. So it is going to use something called... all right, so it takes some damage from Benson and continues to just go ham here on Kezra, though. Now it's going to go ahead and use its claw attacks. That's a natural 20.
Oh, man.
Well, Kezra's going to die.
Wouldn't be battle against Kezra if it didn't probably kill him.
Didn't crit you.
Really wish I had shield up right now.
Minimum damage for 8.
All right.
That is lucky.
two minimum damages so far.
It's like whoever wrote the other one. It's like, I'm going to die now.
Meh.
You'll be fine.
Meh.
Okay, and then it goes to do its last claw for a 10. So it does. I don't think you get to that time, Kezra.
Nope.
All right.
I can defend myself from a 10.
I was honestly scared, though.
All right, well, that is a good thing. All right, how much damage did you do, Benson?
13.
13, got it. It actually took a pretty big hit from you. What's really weird, though, is that you see something coming out of the woods behind it as another one charges from the tree line at you.
Oh, gosh, mate.
So go ahead and put another one right next to you again, Kezra, as it charges at you.
Of course.
It's already here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. It charged out of the tree line.
Oh, shit.
Let's go ahead and get another bite attack off on Kezra.
What?
Yeah, this changes things of what I was going to do.
26 to hit.
Yeah,
this is extremely bad.
Is that a not a crit?
I don't think that's a crit.
Wait, 26 to hit.
26?
26 is that a crit?
Oh yeah, that's a crit.
All right.
I'm just gonna fall down right now.
You take 16 points of damage.
Yep.
You're not down.
I are down.
Not permanently.
Wow.
Woo.
Give myself a wound, and I'm just gonna be at nothing right now.
All right.
I don't have lay on hands.
I mean, I have my heal spell, but
wait. If you get him up right now, he's just gonna die.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they just say, "Hey, this is some free food."
He's gonna be dead either way at this point.
Take my friend as a sacrifice. So after that massive turn, Elk, it is your turn.
I'm gonna peace out now. Well, you guys have it on the hand. He's going to take a move action because he's right behind the wall. Could he move here, maybe? Get that clear shot?
Yeah, you can move in. So there's a room to the left you're looking at.
This one?
Yeah. You totally have a clear shot there.
So he's going to move here for one action. Take an action to hunt prey.
Okay.
To ident. And take a shot, obviously.
Okay. You don't want to recall knowledge on these things?
Yeah, he's actually going to recall knowledge because they're odd to hit.
Well, yeah, they're
so you're going to forego taking a shot to recall knowledge? All I'm saying is I am a cleric that does have knowledge nature.
I mean, I have knowledge nature as well. You know what? I'll just take a shot. He's going to react first and be like,
got it.
I got to try to take this thing down.
Okay.
That's a miss. That is a 14.
Yeah, 14 does not hit.
Well, there you go. And he's
it
going to tell...
into the shell and does nothing.
Yeah, he's going to tell Skull to hold back because he is also heavily injured. So...
It's a real sticky situation you got here. Alright.
Well, he can't tell him into doing anything anyway. He's
oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Alright. Kezra?
Shit. Do I do anything? Why there? Dying?
If you're dying, you'll need to make the fortune save.
Right.
Isn't it just a flat check?
Dream of higher AC?
Yeah. It was a good roll until it didn't go to a good roll. 14?
So the DC... if you're dying, you must attempt a recovery check at the start of each round to determine whether or not you become better or worse. Your dying condition increases by 1 if you take damage while dying, or 2 if you take damage from an enemy's critical hit or critical failure on your save.
But also remember that Kezra's initiative gets moved to right before the creature that reduced its hit points.
It what?
It says you immediately move your initiative position to directly before the creature or effect that reduced you to 0 hit points.
Oh, interesting.
So that means that Kezra wouldn't have to do this recovery check until later.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So I would just make his... So right before?
Yep, immediately before.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so we don't have to worry about this right now, then. Okay, in which case... See, so
it's DC 10 plus your current dying value.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought it was.
Oh, so it'd be a DC 11.
11, yeah.
Well, so. we can just hold your roll.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, you want to go ahead and roll, and then we'll just...
Yes, I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
Generous.
But you move in the initiative order.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, okay, gotcha. All right, so in that case, you roll. We'll hold that. Well, you'll hold that roll until we get to your turn next. So actually, it comes up to Alok's turn. So Alok is directly behind Elk there. Yeah, just go ahead and march him up and march him to the left of Benson. He's going to try to take a swing at that one.
He's coming here. Yep.
Yep. So... Oh, boy, a natural 1. Oh, man, he swings wild. Yeah, and then a 12 on the second attack, so he swings and nothing happens at all.
Mm.
Woo! Alright, coming back to the top of the round, it is Adalar.
Okay. I'm going to spend 2 actions to cast Divine Lance on the turtle that we've already hit.
Okay.
16.
16 to hit that. No, it does not hit.
Okay, and I use my last action to cast Guidance on Alok.
Okay.
I call out to him, use this well. It's Guidance from Abadar.
Oh, thank you, friend. That's what he says. Speaking his reaction.
Yeah.
Benson, it is your turn, my friend.
All right.
So Benson is going to use a free action to yell at Alok.
Okay.
Get the orc to safety. And then I'm going to use a move action to move over this way. Essentially, I'm now outside of the tower.
Okay, yeah. So you're kind of on the far side of the muddy puddle there.
And okay. I attack this man twice.
All right.
This turtle twice.
Got it.
It's a miss.
Oh, okay.
Natural.
Wait. What's the roll?
Natural 20.
Not 20!
All right. Go ahead and roll for damage there, buddy.
Woo!
Seventeen.
So it is swiveling back and forth to try to guard against your attacks, and you manage to catch it in its throat, and it dies.
Yes!
Nice.
There's a chance for us yet.
And I want to look as intimidating as possible to get this thing off of Kezra.
Good work, Benson.
My day's chosen.
All right, so after Benson's turn, taking one down, it comes to Kezra.
So I make my recovery check, and I am now at zero. And no longer dying.
Excellent. Good. All right. So after you get your save in, the next one is going to go ahead and go. He takes his first action to kind of tuck himself into his shell, and he now looks a lot harder to hit.
Defense curl.
Defense curl.
But he's still going to try to attack one of you guys. So go ahead and...
Me.
I moved out.
Unless he moves.
Nope, he's gonna go ahead and move forward. Move at Benson there. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to happen.
Yep. Alright, he's gonna snap out with his jaws. For a 12. Yep, I imagine that misses.
Okay.
That's the end of their turn. Elk.
Alright, Elk is going to it's on the move because otherwise.
Yeah, Alok's kind of in your way.
He's in my way, so he's holding up over here. We get a clear
shot.
All right.
Let's see. All right. First action that. Second shot. 18 on the die. That'll be a 25 to hit.
That does hit.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
9 points of damage, just shooting an arrow straight at its head.
Wait, that was how much damage?
9.
Alright, wow.
Precision damage, yo.
Yeah, no, not bad.
And he's just... the thing is, he doesn't have many arrows left, and when I mean many, I think like maybe 2.
Oh, wow.
Can count.
Ooh, yeah, you need some more arrows.
Yeah, so he's going to... take another shot.
Okay.
Because he's seeing this thing, he wants it dead.
Yeah.
Natural 20. Oh, that's a negative 5 after that.
So. Yep.
18 won't hit.
18 does not hit.
Damn.
Ah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's it for him.
Yeah, you think, had it not drawn into its shell, you might have actually hit it.
Ah, you bloody bastard.
Yep. I do want to recon something. It doesn't change much, but he moved, attacked, and then reclused into his shell, so he didn't do it first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's just the order of things. It was a little out because okay. if he moves, he's no longer reclused into his shell, so that's why I changed the order. But after Elk, it comes to Alok's turn. He's gonna go ahead. Yeah, he's just gonna start swinging.
Good.
That's not what I told him to do.
Steps up.
Oh, yeah, you did tell him to go and grab Kezra, huh?
Oh, he seems to be focused on me.
But who does Alok work for?
Alok does like Benson.
Oh.
And he did help him out.
Hmm.
So, yeah, he'll go over and grab...
Actually, as a free action, as Adalar sees Alok move towards Kezra, he looks at him with his...
Alok, I'll take care of Kezra. You take care of the turtle. Benson's like, I didn't tell them.
Well, to be perfectly honest, I wasn't expecting to kill one of them in that turn.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
Grits, baby.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, so so he'll go over, and as he goes to pick up Kezra, you tell him that, and then he's like, "All right." And then he turns to swing at the swing at it anyway. So he just has a little bit different positioning. That's all. Go ahead and go for an attack here. 15 does not hit, and a 12 does not hit. He is flailing with this halberd that he has. All right, Alok is done his turn, so it comes back to the top of the round with Adalar.
All right, Adalar casts his last heal of the day.
Don't you have two potions?
I'm not going to use two potions. Potions are consumables, and everyone knows in any good game you hoard your consumables, and then you never use them.
And you die with them when they could have saved you.
Yep.
So I for the next character to pick them up.
So I cast heal, and I'm going to spend two actions doing that so I get a little bump in the healing.
What's it?
And that is 11 points of healing.
Wow. That's awesome.
Nice.
Then, yeah.
Then the creature has a free action. Snaps back.
Because it's like,
all right. And then I, as a free action, I say, Alok, don't forget Abadar's blessing.
Yeah, that wouldn't help him. Wouldn't help him.
So blessing is stupid, and it didn't help.
All right. Then, after Adalara comes back to Benson.
I mean, I don't really have anything else to do other than just try to swing this guy.
Just do it. Get that 20.
He's presumably much, much harder to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that shell, it looks like you're going to have to be a bit more accurate.
An 18 missed, so.
I 25.
25 does hit, yeah.
Yes!
Nice.
10 points of damage.
Wow, not bad. All right. It is looking pretty messed up now.
Good.
One more swing.
All right.
This is going to have to be at least like something crazy.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Wow. All right.
I'll raise my shield.
Okay. Yeah, you can raise your shield. Okay. After Benson, it comes to Kezra, who is still on the ground. And it comes...
No, I healed.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I stand my ass up.
Shock this bitch.
And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yes.
Lightning crackles from my hand, and I shoot it with electric arc. Roll a reflex save.
Yeah.
How good is its reflex in its shell?
It's pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
10 total.
Failure.
Kezra.
As I zappy zap it. Max damage. So 7 points of electricity damage.
Oh, it only had 1 HP left.
Yes!
Shock it to death.
Kezra!
Shock a bra.
These creatures keep getting really lucky.
Does it take any additional damage since it's in the water? Just like the electricity?
Nah.
If it was wearing metal, it would.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Is it metal? Metal shell?
Nope. Just hard carapace. So Kezra shocks it to death, and it goes... And it collapses to the ground. Its massive body shakes the ground a little bit around you guys. That was a tough fight as as Kezra got taken down first round.
I get the second crit. Like, I have low AC. You rolled 27. Okay.
Right.
I've been natural 20 like 3 times now. This isn't fair. I know I'm supposed to not be... I know I'm supposed to be squishy, but this is kind of unfair.
I know.
Natural 20s are... They're hitting me like Benson's delivering up to our goddamn enemies.
All I'm saying is that you need to have a balance, and the receiving and the giving of the crits, we have found the balance between Benson and Kezra.
I'm glad it's falling on the one with the lowest AC.
Yeah.
It's also always in the front.
Yep. So
anyway, I grabbed the chain shirt because I earned it.
You sure did, buddy.
You absolutely did.
So yeah, there is a...
Can we do a nature check on these?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So, Elk is kind of curious.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll that, and I'll tell you the loot now, Kelly. So its body wears a just regular chain shirt, but it is carrying in a pouch 6 gold pieces and 9 silver pieces.
What? So should I tell you what I rolled for my nature check?
You need 2 nature checks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have plus 1, and it's natural 20.
Yep. You're the double crit.
That's why you stabbed it so well. You're like, guys, the weak point's right here in the neck.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine, like, when it's in its shell, he just, like, holds his sword back and just stabs right
straight into
it,
like, into the neck piece. So you know these things as grave shells.
Ooh, I like the name.
Grave shell is a dangerous predator that draws scavengers and explorers into its grasp using a morbid lure. The corpse of a former victim impaled on the spikes that protrude from its large turtle-like shell. Aside from a shell, the monster resembles no known animal. Small but bright yellow eyes watch from the sagging flesh of its head. The most prominent feature of which is curiously shaped, toothy maw twisted into a perpetual grin. Its stubby arms and legs are impractical for both walking and swimming, though the algae-caked claws tipping each limb are deadly weapons. Grave shells are intelligent, a fact that surprises many who encounter them. And surrender, right, rather than fight to the death, usually, anyway. These, I obviously didn't care. So, they like to throw previous adventurers on their back and lure people in.
People that are greedy.
You were almost on the back of a turtle.
Yeah. Well, everyone's gotta die sometime.
That's true.
See?
Benson, I walk up to Kezra, I put my hand on his shoulders. You seem to be an unlucky man.
My luck will always turn. Abadar has never failed me before.
I hope that's true. That was an impressive thing you did.
Fear is for the weak.
I suppose so.
But I know that you will always be there to take the next hits after I go down.
I was walking to this
coming
room.
Coming clearer and clearer as we go on further.
I was walking through to this room, and I just hear this... So I was just running back like...
No.
Yep. Well, at least there's some consistency in our battle tactics.
So how many gold pieces was it? And silver?
6 gold pieces.
9 silver.
9 silver.
What was that? 3 gold pieces?
I don't quite know how we're going to split this up yet, though.
Well, Skald obviously gets a gold piece.
Yeah, he gets it. Yeah, he's a sapper. But he's also at like 3 HP. So
right.
He would have died.
Yeah. Now, Alok, honestly...
I put 2 of the gold pieces in your hand, Benson.
Oh,
and then
wow.
And then I did divvy up the rest evenly.
Man. I give it back.
Okay.
I got no interest in gold.
I'm not going to make you take it.
He said, no, take it.
Alok actually is not too interested in any of the loot here. Like I said, he's just looking for heirlooms. So
that's great, because I don't give him any.
Yeah, that's
if anything, I go and take money and try to give everybody their gold secretly.
Here's a question. What do you guys want to do? Because you guys said last episode, I think you guys were pretty strained for...
I think...
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think we should exit through this hole we just found.
Yeah, where the grave shell was hiding.
Set up camp and camp for the night.
Yeah. Well, the goblins are over there.
So you can go camp on the goblins. They're like, yeah. they're with him. You can see them from
here. They're waving the entire time we were fighting. They were like,
they were trying to aid another, but they were just out of range.
So we only have a couple more rooms to check out in this first level. I think we should just call it rest, come back.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, yes.
So Adalar, he goes to the group and is like, "Well, my friends, I do not. I'm afraid Abadar's gift of healing has left me for the day. I do not believe it wise for us to continue venturing. For the magic healing that I provided Kezra, I cannot summon anymore.
I could not agree more.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Alok, will you be joining us back in town, or do you plan on camping here for the night?
I can camp with you all, as long as you have a light with which for me to read all of these ledgers. And you know, he's got the few books, and then the book that he had that was written by his father. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's got quite a bit of reading to do. So,
well, we know a great innkeep back in town that you're welcome to stay at, and I drop him a couple. We're going. Are we camping out here? Or are we going back town?
Just camp with the goblins.
Camp with the goblins. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
When has that ever come around?
All right. Well,
I'm sorry. This is too.
These goblins love you, by the way.
So yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. We're kind of heroes.
Yeah.
So. Right. Right. Okay. So I say, well, I'm sure the goblins have some light for you to use. If not, I can cast that.
Excellent. Oh yeah, so I will camp with you. I can keep watch as well. I'm sure most of you are much more tired than I am.
Other than the stinky fort that the bugbear was sleeping in, there were a bunch of rooms in there, right? Were they all gross?
Yeah, most of them were pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I preemptively said I bought a skin of wine in town.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, you can wreck on that. So you guys are going to go camp out with the goblins?
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right. So you approach and you got some wounds that you have going on, and Helva is just like,
so what is the state of Hell Knight Hill? What has become of our home?
We've only cleared out a number of rooms on the first floor. We have no idea what is beneath right now.
Oh, so you have not seen any of the cultists? You have not encountered any of them yet?
Not yet. No.
Oh, well, I should tell you, are you planning to go down the stairs? Because I think I know of another way into the bottom of the citadel.
Any knowledge you have would be much appreciated.
Are you talking about the collapsed stairs or other ones?
Where that large creature was.
Steve looks at the orc. Looks back at Benson.
Yes, I asked a question.
The stairs, that is where we ran out from, but I don't think you could get back there very easily.
Did you know about the warg?
Yes.
The warg? Someone was screaming at us in our language as we were running. I that might have been it.
Well, yeah. It is dead as well, so no need to worry.
Oh, good.
Okay, so where is this other way now?
I heard that there was a secret entrance in the far wall. I can show you, Benson, if you want to take a quick walk.
Yes, let's do that.
Adela is definitely going to come along.
Okay. Kezra is not.
All
right, so while we're in a bed up.
While we're walking, I just pull that skin of wine out, pop it open, and just hand it over to him. All
right. To me?
Yep.
Oh. I take the wineskin, I give a quick smell, and then I just take a draught, hand it back, and say, "Why, thank you, Benson. I shall remember this."
It's like one of those Telltale games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Benson drinks deep.
So, towards the west side, of Citadel, Citadel Ultrarine, there's a big, like, rock face that's part of the mountain that it's below. She kind of navigates you through, like, some of the brush here, and she's, like, looking around, and she's like,
I could have sawed, oh, right here.
And, sure enough, there's a crag that, as you sort of walk up and you look down, do you have a light source with you, Adelar?
Yep.
Okay. You can see that about like 20 feet in, it does look like steps that just go down.
Huh.
She says,
I remember one of my goblins said that this also led down. We only use the regular stairs that were collapsed, but I believe you can use this to get down.
Thank you very much.
Yes, anything we can do to help.
Can I look around? Is there anything that I could maybe block the entrance with?
I know, right?
The crack in the
one way in, one way out.
Well, it is considerably hidden because of.
Well, I'm not worried about things going in. I'm worried about things coming.
Things coming out.
Yes.
I mean, you might be able to pile some rocks up to try to, like, you know, some of the stones that are around. So if you want, you can take some time to kind of, like, pile them up. Yeah. So you can do that.
You do have the scroll of alarm.
Ah.
I'm sure it's not an extreme, like, an impervious barrier, but something's better than something.
You want to read the details of the scroll of alarm?
Duration is 8 hours in a 20-foot burst. You ward an area to alert you when creatures enter without your permission. When you cast alarm, select a password. Whenever a small or larger corporeal creature enters the spell area without speaking the password, alarm sends your choice of a mental alert, or an audible alert. The audible alert would be at the volume of about a handbell.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Either option automatically awakens you, and DC 15 perception check. Yeah, DC 15 stealth to not trigger it. I think.
Okay, gotcha, yeah. Hmm. Okay, so yeah.
A creature aware of the alarm must make it a DC 15 20.
Right.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. So if they have no suspicion, then they walk right in and set it off.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, gotcha.
Benson, remember that scroll we got from inside?
Yes, I didn't get a good look at either of them.
Oh, the scroll that I picked up is called a Scroll of Alarm. It is a spell that I am quite familiar with. It puts up a magical aura that I can... that if a creature passes through it without the correct password, it will alert me that something has passed through the area, so...
Benson, I'm fixing the last stone of where I think it would be. Well, that seems like it would be very useful in this situation.
Indeed. So, Adelar takes some time and casts an alarm using the scroll in the area, and he sets the password, to no surprise of everyone, to money, money, money!
Of course he does.
Alright, and as so he sets it up, he makes it so that it's a mental notification, so it's not like a handbell or anything, it's just like a ring-a-ling-a-ling in his head.
Cleaning my hands off from all the rock, dust, and dirt. I pull the flask out again, or the wineskin out again, and hand it to you.
Alright, I take a draught, and as I'm handing it back, and as we're walking back to camp, I look at Benson, and I say, "Oh, Benson, what do you make of this Alok fellow?"
"He concerns me. I don't think I'm fearful of him. Confused, maybe. Doesn't seem like a terrible person, but I can't say I agree with his god he worships."
"Ah, yes. Well, as long as he's obeying the law, in my book he's as good as the next man. However, he did offer to take a watch during the night, and I think that it would be wise if he wasn't the only one up. Perhaps one of our men with him."
"I would agree with that."
"All right. Glad we are of the same mind on this.
Take a big old drink from that wineskin."
Yep. Sorry, you guys.
Been a long day.
It's been a long ass day. You guys are walking back to camp now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
As you guys are walking back, you can hear Alok telling some glorious story. And as you're approaching, you catch the end of it as the words start to become clear. He's like, "You should have seen him. Benson took his sword and sent directly into the beast's throat and gutted it from the inside." And the goblins are like, "Oh my god, it's amazing.
Hey, so good."
They're totally impressed with you, Benson. Alok is telling this awesome story of how you slayed this foul beast.
It was a group effort.
Benson, was it really true? Did you really take out the big beast?
Oh, look, he's modest.
Which one?
There were more? How many?
I'm ignoring that.
So they settle down. They cook you up some food.
Goblin food?
Yeah. What do the goblins cook us?
You don't want to know.
Roasted grubs.
All right. Well, I'm going to use some of the rations we found. I think I'm going to have that.
Like, thank you for this generous offer, but I think we found some. I think I found something inside
found
that.
Found some rations.
So, seems good.
We're just eating not garbage.
Oh, we have some really good jerky here if you want it.
No.
You don't like horse?
It's not my favorite.
Actually, that elk would actually be like, "Oh, I would love some," because, you know, other things. But he'll take some of the jerky.
Okay, they apparently don't know what jerky is, and it literally looks like they, like, threw it in the fire. It's, like, covered in ash.
You might want to ask them how long that horse was dead before they harvested the meat.
Who, is anybody hurt?
He'll, like, pretend to eat it.
Kezra is still hurt.
All right. As soon as we walk back into camp, Benson casts Lay on Hands on Kezra.
Okay.
We didn't want to give all Adelar another shot at medicine.
No, just take it.
I'll take it.
6 health. And 2 AC for 1 round.
Ah, I feel...
invincible, right?
I feel...
Let's go open some doors.
Tougher. Yeah.
Wait, doesn't Skulk need some medical attention as well?
Oh, yes, he does. Okay. He's still... pretty in bad shape. Like, he's kind of just half sleeping behind me.
I, I have to wait another hour before I can treat his wounds because I already did the medicine check earlier.
However, no, it's only one per person per day. Like, you didn't try it on Skalt.
I did.
He did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
He missed it by, like, a couple points.
Yeah. So, also, it does say that a character regains hit points equal to their con times their level. So whatever your constitution modifier is, you would just gain that. When you guys hit second level, you'll multiply it by 2. So calculate that in as you're doing this as well. It says if they rest without shelter or comfort, but you guys are fine here. It's a nice night. It's not raining or anything, so you guys are totally fine.
Yeah, it's a nice night. We're in company of goblins and this man that worships Asmodeus.
Was it like full on nighttime when we finished, or do we have like downtime before needing to like sleep?
It was probably about 9 o'clock when you guys get back to the camp. Yeah, it's pretty late.
Okay.
I'll take the first watch.
No, Benson, please, friend, go rest your weary wounds. You took quite a hit there. I will take first watch.
I look over at Aladar. So, as you look over me, I say, "Oh yes, Benson, I insist that you take a rest." Oh, Locke, I wanted to stay up and chat with you. I had some questions about your family. It seems that you have such a quite a rich history.
Oh yes, as I'm sure we'll find more. Hopefully, I assume we'll find more heirlooms from my family here, the Stargrim family. You know, we're known for facing many devils. You, a man of the cloth of Abadar, I'm sure would agree with some of the things we've done to devils. I imagine this halberd has seen quite a bit of devil blood beyond today as well.
Oh yes, I'm sure it has. I tell you what, the light that I can cast, it's only active while I'm conscious, so here, stay up with me. Let's look through these tombs. Or the books,
right? Oh, I would appreciate tomes. It. Any help reading through this to uncover my family's history would be magnificent. I appreciate that, friend. And he puts his massive hand on your shoulder. He's like, "You're good, friend."
You, friend, good.
Kezra stands up, he puts his hand on your other shoulder, and he's just like, "Yes, yes, I am not going to take first watch. I am going to sleep, but I'm sure you'll be good help with our friend Alec Hero on anything that doesn't have pictures." And he heads off to his bedroll.
Yeah, so even though it seems that Alok likes me, I am going to do, like, maybe, like, throughout the night, like, some diplomacy to make him, like me more.
Okay, that's
kind of Adelar's M.O. 8.
8.
Meh.
What?
Maybe I try too hard.
Who was the head goblin that's kind of leading? She was the one that she could heal, right?
Helba was the chieftain.
Helba, yes.
You were thinking of Warble.
Ah, damn. Well, Warble's here, isn't she?
Yeah.
Warble's here,
yeah.
She
finally, this is the first time in a week she's seen her bubble pressure, so
she's
spending quality time that she missed, yeah.
I still won't count that name, it's just adorable.
The Bumble Brashers.
I'm Wobble Bumble Brasher. Please honor the Bumble Brasher goblins.
Yeah, so, Warball is obviously very interested as well, so she's talking with you, Adelar, and she's weary as well of Alok, and she's sort of like,
Sir Alok, may I ask why you are here?
And he goes, "Oh, I'm looking for family heirlooms." Blah 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 blah. He just goes on to a tangent about his family again. The same thing you've heard quite a few times now. Yeah. So.
Oh, but Elf's going to try to ask her for, "Could you do me a favor?" But in Goblin, he's like, "If you could help heal my poor friend."
Oh, Skalt! Oh, yes. Yes, I can certainly do that.
She goes ahead and. She casts one of her good heal spells for...
Thank God.
9.
Oh, and nice. That was it.
that's all you needed. She goes over, she heals the nasty wound that he had in his neck, and he's good to go.
Yeah, that's where he got bit, too, yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, thank you, my lady.
I just collapse and just pass out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a rough day for me.
It's kind of like you stand and you just sucks. Fall over.
Yeah. Just and, onto your bedroll.
Yep.
He's just like, "Thank you, my lady. there's anything else we can help with, then feel free to call.
Oh, you have been so helpful already. But please, we owe you so much. Please, if you need anything, whether it be food or healing or guidance of any kind, we will gladly assist you, heroes. But please rest. We are here. Some goblins don't sleep well, so we will take watch whenever one of you would like to sleep as well.
All right,
I'm already out.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the offer. I'll be over on this side, and he's actually going to take like an encampment, but stay a little bit on the outside.
Okay.
With Skull and kind of sleep.
Okay.
But he has no interest in Locke. At all.
Okay.
From his past, he sees Asmodeus. He's
seen it. Asmodeus has a horrible Asmodeus? Reputation. Asmodeus.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, so as you're drifting off to sleep, you do hear Alok telling these goblins,
"Oh, and the arrow that the elf shot, it went clean right into..." He's
dumb. And I just lift up my arm.
Yeah.
And then go back to sleep, just...
And since we aren't that far from Jellyak, it's not like you guys would be completely, this isn't the first time you guys would see people who worship us.
No.
I mean, it might not be crazy common in Breach Hill, but
yeah,
still pretty close. You're still pretty close to
Jellyak anyway. Elk has no complete issue with it. Yeah. Like, he doesn't see an issue because, I mean, with everything else he's seen, it's fine.
Yeah. The rest of the night is really nice. It's nice and relaxing. Like I said, it's summer, so it's a really nice relaxing time. It's the perfect time you want to go camping.
Oh yeah.
So you guys have a great night sleeping. You wake up feeling refreshed, and you guys can do whatever you want to do. However you want to continue.
The first thing Benson does is he gets Alavar, and I want to go check out that entrance.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you get Adalar.
I understand that there was an alarm spell, all that. I just want to see if any of the stones have been moved.
Gotcha.
He slept through it.
Oh, jeez.
All right, Adalar, he comes to grab you. You guys look over completely undisturbed.
Very good.
Yep.
So I think we should head back, get the group together.
Oh, so as we head back to camp, I cast a glance over at Elkwood's quiver, and I say, "Oh, Elkwood, I see you are running a little low on arrows."
Just a tad. I just haven't had time to make any more. And
do you make your own?
I would like to think so, but
it's an odd answer.
In truth, I'm not sure.
if we have to head back to Breach Hill, I have no objection to that. There's a couple of things we can lighten our load with, as far as items we have.
Yeah, it's about 8 a.m., so...
I would have... I have no objection at that point. Because, honestly, I've seen the arrows here. They're very nice, so I'd rather go for that, unless I could trust these goblin arrows, which... they are quite bad.
Alright, so I'm going to go to Alok and say... Alok, my friend, we are thinking of heading back to Breach Hill, for our archer needs arrows for his quiver.
Oh, you're out, are you?
Yes, just about. I think I have one left.
Oh, well,
I have one left.
What about that blade there on your back? Can you use that?
Oh, quite effectively, yes.
Ah,
but
okay.
I prefer to take things at a distance approach at first.
Ah, so you're a ranger of sorts, are you?
Ah, just a bit. I like to think I am.
Oh, well, I will wait for your return before I go venturing into Citadel Terrain again.
Would you like to accompany us back to Breach Hill?
You know, I think I will. I don't think I've had the pleasure of meeting the folk of Breach Hill.
Oh, yes, I can introduce you.
Now, actually, when we were going through this, there was, in Hell Knight Hill, in any of the other rooms... there was, no equipment, no arrows,
I mean, besides some of the random things that the Hell Knights had just left when they packed up and disappeared.
Okay.
The silver longsword, the Benson guy, there was some other stuff.
I was thinking weapons, maybe there's, arrows strewn about that.
Nope, nothing.
Wow.
You do know that, just from, your knowledge of underground, is that, or knowledge of the underworld, your criminal background, yes. You do know that some bandits like to come here and, we'll try to ransack and we'll sleep here and stuff like that. So, and anything that might have been useful like that has probably been taken and pilfered. So, you guys head back to Breach Hill?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You said that's only like a 2 hour.
It's like 2 hour on horseback, so. So you go to Breach Hill, Alok takes one of the horses.
We're missing a horse. Wait, the jerky.
We were hungry. We were hungry and there were horses. I don't know what you expected.
You guys go back to Breach Hill. You can buy silver arrows or one silver piece for 10.
So it's silver arrows?
What?
Yeah, one silver piece for 10 arrows.
Silver
arrows. I was like, whoa. What?
That would be cool. One silver piece for 10 arrows. So you can drop two easily and get, 20.
Yeah. Because each one, I think, is one bulk. Ten arrows, whatever. Remember, yes.
We can sell that chain shirt for two gold, 50 silver. I want to try to buy something if we can leave, if we can. It'll be 60 gold.
You say 60 gold?
60 gold.
I don't know if we have.
Yeah,
that much.
You don't have 60 gold yet.
Okay, at least I as have many seven I can gold. Pick up.
I was gonna say you got 20 from that. You got 6.
How much?
I mean, even if you took everything together, you might.
I think my sheet is wrong.
Okay.
I think I wrote a number next to a number instead of erasing the initial number.
Okay.
Never mind then.
Okay. Well, you guys can do some shopping on our downtime. So you get some arrows. You see, as you guys are leaving, that Alok is talking to the guy, the owner of Pasandi Stoneworks. The guy played by Mel Gibson.
Huh. Oh wait, is that the racist guy?
That was the guy who accused Kezdra of leaving everyone to die, and he was not happy with what happened. He is one of the council members, so he has.
So I go up to them talking, and I say, "Oh, Alok, I see you have met one of the council members."
Oh, is he? Oh, he did not mention that. He's a very strong-willed man from my first interaction.
Oh yeah, what did you all talk about?
Oh, he mentioned the Asmodeus symbol on my armor and was asking about it. Unfortunately, we didn't get too much into the conversation.
I see. Oh, so he's like still talking to him.
You guys are done now. When you approached, gotcha. he was like, he was like, "Well, Mr. Bassani, it was good to meet you," and then they sort of ended. Yeah,
gotcha.
Quick DM question.
Uh-huh.
Asmodeus is a devil or a demon.
Yeah,
he's the lord of like
lord tyranny. Of devils.
Yeah, lord of devils, lord of tyranny. Yeah. Lord of
and this guy says he's a hell knight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's weird. That
well, not Hassan, full hell knight.
Right. But, Arminger going to be hell knight eventually. Mm-hmm. That's weird to you that Mr. Pasandi would be asking. Huh. Inquiring about Alok's Asmodeus symbol on his armor.
Right.
Now, you said we could buy things. Is there a composite shortbow for sale?
And unfortunately, not right now.
What type of shop is this? Kicks up a table. Okay.
Yep.
I was just curious.
So you guys are heading back to Citadel Alterine now. When you get back, the goblins are eating more horse meat.
Where did you get that meat? Where's the other horse? We left the goblin.
He's like,
always taking stock of your horses. Four. Remember the number four.
Cover them in like poison.
All right. So, I don't know if we ever shared with the group where the entrance was. We probably
will take care of that later.
Yeah.
No, so you just walked off together, had drinks, and didn't think any of it.
All right. So, are we back there yet.
Yep, you guys are back there. Kezra has woken up.
Good morning.
So, like, literally just woken up.
Did you guys just get back from town?
Yes.
Yeah. We got mimosas.
We had a nice omelette as well.
It's Benson cooking again.
I said nice.
Ouch.
I missed that part.
So, we have a decision to make. Do we want to go directly down into the basement of the Citadel, or do we want to clear out the rest of the first floor?
I think it would be wise if we cleared out the rest of the first floor.
Yes. Yeah, there's only two more rooms that you guys need to go into. So,
any objections to that?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So,
motion passed.
Lead the way, so Benson.
The two rooms that you guys don't need to check out are the very northern room here, and then there's the middle. There's the room in the middle that I thought you guys went into, but you did not.
So the room that
I was about to check that room.
Yeah.
Okay. I vote we go back to the northern room because we didn't really look in the place with all the bookcases.
That's true. We didn't search that place.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, we might as well hit this room though because it's on the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
If we just go in the northern way.
Okay.
Doesn't make any logical sense to skip this room and come back.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, just for flavor. I mean, like, when you were talking about those creatures, what were they called? Grave turtles?
Grave shell.
Grave shell?
Yeah.
Was that, like, a nest that they just put up? Or, like, was it their mates or something? Just the one charging out?
You think so. It doesn't look like there's any, like, grave shell eggs or nests or anything like that. Yeah, so it looks like they might have, like, just kind of moved in, maybe like a few days ago.
Okay.
Yep. You guys go to the middle room there.
Can I just observe inside this trial hall just to see if anything's changed?
Nothing has changed.
All right.
Yep. Nothing since yesterday. All right.
Refuse.
This looks to be some kind of waiting chamber. Once plush crimson curtains hang in tatters on the walls, and scuffs reveal places where portraits once hung. Mm. Trash and rotted food lie in heaps on the floor like tiny, moldering corpses. Open doors lead to north, northeast, and southwest.
All right, so while in this room, I'm going to cast Detect Money.
It's a special cleric of Abadar.
Domain spell.
That sounds like you only get this if you're a cleric of Abadar.
But no, I'm going to proceed. Like, just check around the room. First priority is money, but anything else that might be of interest. All right. 23.
You guys, as you're looking around in this room, you find under one of the refuse, there's like a pile of like matted fur and stuff like that. As you approach it, you hear.
I walk over to the pile.
Yeah. We flank the pile and
lean down,
shock the pile,
and get a closer look.
All right. So you guys lean down and you kind of move some of it aside, and you see what looks like one of the warg puppies.
Oh dear!
There are two of them. Their ears are like folded back, and their tails are between their legs, and they're like arr! And they speak in goblin, and
yes,
Elka is the only one that hears this, and they're like, "Back off! We'll bite you!" Arr!
Yep.
I immediately shock them with lightning.
No. Okay.
All right.
These are evil creatures that kill sentient people. I give no fucks about them. I don't want to talk to them. So I start crackling lightning unless you want to stop me.
I'm not going to stop you.
Well.
I turn to Kezra and I turn to the rest of the group and I'm like,
"Hold on!
If everyone would
back off for just a moment." Now he's going to approach them, but have his sword drawn at this point.
Okay,
and he's going to ask. I mean, because they're speaking, so
yeah.
How many more of How many more of you are there here? And Goblin, of course.
Just Mommy.
Just looking. I believe we took care of your mother in the other room. You're all that's here.
No, we saw Mommy this morning.
This morning? Oh dear. And he's not really, because there's another warg. Full grown. The mother.
Have you heard enough?
Do you know where she went? We just want to help her.
You hear from behind you?
I'm right here.
Wait, where?
So, behind Adalar. Oorg is slowly walking up.
Oh dear.
She says,
"You killed their father."
Yeah, we didn't check between the legs.
And she says,
"I would like to thank you. Let me take my children and leave."
Can I see?
Elkwood, what is she saying? Or what is it saying? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
She said she's thanking us for killing the father, and she just simply wants to take the pups and leave. And then it's, "What do you mean?" I thought... Oh, I mean, he doesn't know too much about wargs besides what you said. They're solitary and all that.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty solitary. You know that warg males want nothing to do with puppies unless they're males.
Ah. Right. See, unfortunately, we have to have a deal come in here because I cannot simply allow you to leave. If you're just going to murder fine, innocent people. Now tell me, what's going on in this hill? And perhaps we will let you live. As long as with your pups.
I've only been here 3 days. My pups are merely 2 days old. Let me leave with them now, and I will cause you no trouble. I will run far away.
Far away. See,
it's like... I'm fighting with my other half, but I'm also trying to play Elk.
Well, here's the thing. We have a couple people in our group that will put you down on the spot. So, let me see.
And he's going to tell us that she just wants to leave with her pups. She promises no trouble.
The path of least resistance is always desirable in these sorts of situations. Kezra, what say you?
Elk is particularly looking at Kezra.
I care not.
Benson?
I will go with the group on this one.
I say we let them leave.
If
But if we see them again,
oh,
we will not spare.
I will relay that to her quite well. And he's going to turn to her and actually I would say kind of move you out of the way. So she,
okay. So you and get a path for her.
But like and just tell her straight up like if you decide you're going to cause us trouble, we will put you down. So please take your pups and leave this country.
You will never see the likes of us again.
So we hope.
So she very cautiously steps forward, sort of like trying not to grit her teeth, you know, to like intimidate you all.
I haven't moved, by the way. I'm standing right next to her kid.
Okay.
Her puppies.
So she kind of leans over, just like grabs them both by the scruff, just... And then...
Eats them.
And then she just bolts.
Such is
she
nature.
Just runs north.
All right.
I think we have one more room to look into.
Indeed.
Oh, you could check out this room.
But there's nothing else in here of interest.
Nope. That's right. About it.
Very well.
They, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it was just the war puppies.
All right.
Let's get out of this piss-smelling room.
All right, so you guys are going to head to the north room now?
Yep.
Okay, as you walk past the...
the bookcase. Spend a little bit of time amongst the bookcases, kind of looking, not spending too much time, but kind of looking through to see if anything catches my eye.
Okay, I do want to add, as you guys walk past the male ward corpse, you can see that there are, like, teeth marks in the neck, almost as if she was making sure he was dead.
cool.
All right, so you guys. Okay, so you're looking through the bookshelves that you didn't have a chance to do.
Oh yes.
All right.
Adelar just loves the smell of old books. So you
know. It's a tome and paper money.
So when you open it, just.
Oh, he doesn't cough.
He inhales, holds it.
Reminds me of the better parts of my childhood.
Some good shit. All right,
the finance session of the Galarian times.
I am high off those book fumes because I just rolled a natural one.
Man, what are these books like? 400 years old?
What's this, George R. R. Martin's next book?
I just rolled an 8.
I got an 18.
18.
All right. 24.
Okay, so you guys look around. Like I said, this place is largely untouched. Most of the useful books, honestly, just looks like more of the Hell Knight history. So you could add that to the stuff you already have.
All right.
It says perusing these books, they can learn any parts of the Order of the Nails history that they didn't previously learn.
Ah.
So it just fills in some of the blanks that you guys had before.
Got you.
All right, I make my way up to the northern room.
Northern room.
Listen.
So with all those like reference material, can like obviously not doing it on air, but can you like send us like the Hell Knight shit in the book that so we can like us as characters we can educate ourselves as characters know more about what we would know about this Hell Knight since we have all this shit now?
Yeah, I'll send you
anything like, without spoilers,
like a decent summary. Yeah, I'll make sure to edit all this stuff out.
It'd be nice to like actually.
Yeah, like, I read through this book like a book. It was incredible, and you guys should absolutely learn it.
Nice.
Okay, so you you're listening at the door there, John?
Yeah.
Are there multiple doors?
I think
no. There was one door in this room, as you can see. It's a little long, but yeah, you can see there's one door in here. So I'll go ahead and leave it there, so you can see that. John, you listen at the door. It doesn't sound like much. It sort of just sounds like maybe like the wind blowing. You know, it just sort of sounds like just sort of like ambient noise. You can hear what sounds like. Desperate voices, sort of.
I open the door.
Could I do detect magic?
First? Yeah. Go ahead and.
I'm just gonna detect magic the room behind the door, I guess.
Behind the door.
Just kind of sweep, see if I sense any magic beyond this door or behind the wall.
You don't feel any magic. You just get a really uneasy feeling, honestly. That's all you really get.
I open the door.
Wait, what was your perception?
I didn't roll a perception.
Oh, okay.
He was just listening just to see what he could hear.
Cool. So,
I don't think a perception would...
Should I roll a perception?
Yeah, we could try.
So, which one of you opened up the door?
I did.
Alright. This looks like... What can only be described as holding cells. This is the one thing you have not seen in this place that likes to pass judgment is a prison. A prisoner intake area with long benches, rings on the walls for shackles, and an administrative area occupies this room's western end. To the east, behind a raised iron gate, several prisoner holding cells stand with their doors hanging open. Storage lockers line the walls to the south. So you can see all the prison cells on the eastern side, and then it looks like there's like personal amenity lockers there.
Benson and I step in.
Yeah. Yes.
Elk will follow.
Do I make a perception check inside the room?
You can go ahead. You can start looking through some stuff. Like I said, there were the...
So we don't see any source of this noise.
No, you don't see any source.
Do we still hear like uneasy moaning?
Oh, yeah.
22.
22?
Mine was not better.
As you are looking around, you can see in the cells from here, it looks like there are skeletons. You can only assume that these prisoners were left here by the Order of the Nail.
Are they all shackled to the walls?
Doesn't appear so.
Gotcha.
I think I look at the group and I say, I don't have a good feeling about this place.
Wait, so you said that there were skeletons in the cells, right?
In the cells, yeah.
But they weren't shackled and the doors are open?
Doors are open, not shackled to the wall.
Alright, I'm going to approach. Get about right here.
Right there.
I'm right on his hip.
Yeah. Alright.
Elk's on the other side of him.
The moment that you walk in front of two of the cells, you hear the bones start to rattle, and they start to come together, and you hear as the skeleton guards form from the bones in the cells. Go ahead and roll me initiative.
Yes!
Skeleton guards.
Woo! Alright. It's a little better.
I didn't take that.
Alright. Let's go ahead and go... let's see. I got that. Going around the table. Elk.
A lovely 18.
18. Benson.
24.
Nice. Benson's ready to do paladin it up over here.
He is.
Kezzer.
15.
15. And Adler?
19.
Ooh.
Wow, look at these guys.
Good. Uh-huh.
Very nice, guys.
I like it.
All right. Coming in strong is Benson.
Okay, so there are two skeletons on either side.
No, there are four skeletons.
Around where can I see where they were?
So there are skeletons in these four cells right here.
Okay. So two.
Yeah, so they're the first four cells, there's one in each.
They're all
so up. I will run up to here.
Uh-huh.
I will grab the back Paladar's cloak and I will pull him behind me.
I do not willingly go.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to be in the middle of four skeletons?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look. I see that your hand is on my shoulder, and I say,
I think I've got this one, Benson.
Can I swing at one?
Yeah.
You can move through my space and get in front of me if you like.
Right. I'll say I do that.
All right.
I swing at the one directly in front of me, which is on this one.
Okay, so the southeast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't hit. That was a 5 on the die.
5 on the die. All right. So you swing, the skeleton goes...
They're intelligent. They know mockery.
No, they just laugh at people who can't hit things.
It's hurtful. They have bard levels.
Alright, after that, it actually comes to their turn.
Oh, God.
What? They're fast.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
They're not being weighed down.
Yeah, I know. So, they're going to go ahead and just start swinging at people right in front of them here. Who is... Alright, so the two that are directly next to Adalar... They're going to start swinging at you there, buddy.
All right.
Flanking, unfortunately.
They are flanking.
What does that mean?
You get the flat-footed condition.
Oh.
What does that mean?
minus two to AC.
Yeah. All right. 22.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
All right.
That's a
redemptive strike.
Close one, too.
All right, so if he does his retributive strike... You only take 5 damage.
Oh, okay.
That's not a hit.
Alright.
So if you
he's just going to keep swinging at you with his scimitar here.
Oh, God.
13?
Hits exactly.
Alright.
I tried to help you.
He says he has it.
You take 3 damage.
I thought I was really fast. It's like, it's like, yeah, I got 19. I'm pretty fast.
I thought I was faster than the skeletons with literally nothing weighing them down. And his final attack, he's going to swing with the scimitar again for a 5.
Okay.
Whew. But now the other one is going to start going.
Oh, gosh.
How's a 19?
Yeah, that hits.
All right.
No. Oh,
take 8 damage.
Oh, I go down.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
He says he has it. Don't worry. He's just playing dead.
He was very confident.
He's trying to blend in.
Next time I'm making you make a strength save.
I'm feeling real bad about where Benson is right now.
And then he's going to... he's going to use his other attacks on Benson. 15 to hit you, Benson?
No.
No? Okay. And non-natural 1. So, yeah, that was a pretty good rap for those skeletons. The other two skeletons are going to start swinging at Benson now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's a natural 20.
Oh, gosh.
I love to eat.
That's 8 damage.
Everything is horrifying.
Regular skeletons are not this bad.
No, they're.
Next attack is a 5, and the final attack is a 10. So that misses you. Yep, and then the 4th skeleton. Is a 19 to hit you.
Yep.
8 damage. Natural 1, and then a 4.
Oh, God.
I love Tui. Tui is fun. Oh. You guys should run Tui games. It's a lot of fun. Adelar.
Oh, no. Since I'm down, my move gets... I get right before the skellies.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So then after that, it comes to Elk. Elk, you see these skeletons race up
and just murder your team.
Oh. It's just shink, 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 like a fucking blender.
Not what I was expecting.
You would know that I do have holy water on my belt, so...
Yes, just I was saying. Thinking of stealing it. But with holy water, is it just a throw? But anyway, he's going to... drop his bow and free action.
Okay.
Pull out. Actually, I would have to see it. I'm sorry. With the holy water.
The holy water
on
item.
Your belt.
Okay, so
I just need to know specifics here.
Yeah, it's like on my belt.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you know, just give you some details about it. You activate a vial of holy water by throwing it as a strike. It's a simple thrown weapon with a range of 20 feet. Holy water deals 1d6 good damage and 1 good splash damage.
Oh, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it only takes one action to throw. Yep.
So he's going to run up to pull speed out of law. That's one action. Second action reaches for the holy water.
Okay.
And third action, throw it.
Third action, you can throw it.
Two of them, I guess. Okay, doesn't really matter at that point because they all go at the same time.
That's true. All right, so you're going to throw it at which one?
I guess the one that's on the right because the splash should carry over.
Okay,
because
okay.
It's a 5-foot splash around.
Yeah,
5-foot
splash. Okay, I'm just trying to, not in the center. Darn. Okay. Well, 18, so 20.
Yeah.
On
yeah, you hit. Nice. So go ahead and roll for damage there, buddy.
2d6, right?
Oh, 1d6.
Good.
Good.
So, 4 damage of good.
Ooh.
And
then it's one splash.
And then just one splash, yeah.
It's good damage for the splash as well.
Oh, correct, so it carries over the damage just as 4 for all of them.
No, it's just 1.
Yeah.
1.
Just 1. But the one that you did hit... As it hits the skull of the skeleton, the holy water seeps over, and you see the negative energy just dissipate from it, and it dies.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Score one.
Did the splash damage look like it splashed and hit the other one and hurt it?
It did, yeah. Yeah. It sort of sizzled as it, as it splashed onto him. Yeah.
And I have another vial on me, so there are two.
Just keep taking vials off Adam.
Oh, coin purse. I'm mistaken.
I thought he was dead. I was mistaken.
And he can't command Sculpt.
All right. Okay, so. Kezra.
Adalar is going to drag... Kezra's going to drag Adalar's body over to safety behind him, rip out a lesser potion, and pour it in your mouth.
Oh, a lesser?
Yeah, so you get 2d8 plus 5.
Do I roll that, or do you?
I guess I roll it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who rolls better?
8.
Nice.
8. So, max.
Oh, I'm full.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
all right.
21.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Kezra. I think I was in over my head.
It's alright, we all make mistakes.
You stand up, you look up, and you see Benson just taking hits from pretty much a skeleton blender, though. Alright, that was Kezra's turn, and it does come back to the top of the round for Benson.
What about this guy?
Alok. Oh, yeah, Alok.
What about do nothing Alok over there?
I mean, he can't really get to them.
Yeah, just move him up there. I'll have him go at the bottom of the round. Just move him. I mean, move him right in there, next to the first one.
Well, he's got a halberd, so he can't. He can't move there.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting that.
He can attack from there, though.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
He's got range.
All right, he's gonna go ahead and take a stab. A natural 20. Good job.
There you go.
Good job. Wow, and max damage. So he absolutely just kills it.
Jake is rolling rocks.
So he cuts the skeleton in half and all the bones just shatter.
Nice.
Sick. And then... Now it comes back to Benson.
Who is very sick of dealing with his shit. Cast lay on hands on himself. Okay. Swing at the one that was damaged by the holy water.
Okay.
Only 16.
16 actually hits.
Okay.
Right.
Just makes it, buddy.
Good.
4 minimum damage.
You kill it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I raise my shield to the other one.
Okay.
Try and hit me now, asshole.
You just block him in his own cell.
Yeah.
Push him. Bully him.
Now my AC's 21.
All right. So, now, because you went down and you moved up, are you now...
I'm right before the skeletons.
Okay, so now it is Adalar's turn, so you can go ahead and go.
Wait, no, you went after the skeletons last time.
I know, but when he went down, your initiative moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste a heal spell. Because, anyways. I think I'll just, I'm going to stand up and... I think I'm gonna cast guidance on Kezra.
All right,
and I say, Abadar's guidance be upon you.
Who is this?
After Adalar, it comes to the Skelly's turn. The one Skelly left.
He's boxed in that cell.
he's going to try to swing at Benson.
Oh,
it's the closest target he's got.
It's still scary.
Is it 20 to hit?
No.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We got shield working.
Lay on hands and the shield.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Right. And then a 3.
Oh, it hits me.
And, and then a 13. So he swings speedily. And then Elk.
Right. Elk's going to draw.
Nope.
Elk is going to draw his sword
and
move a square and swing.
All right.
Second action. And this is first time using the sword. 26.
Yeah, that absolutely hits. Yeah.
Nice.
Beautiful. And unfortunately, I didn't hunt prey on him, but it's a 1d8.
It's a crit, actually, so go ahead and roll.
Hey!
Two 1d8s, or... Because it's since I found out also, hunting prey, I have to hunt prey first in order to get the precision.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay.
So, but it's still 1d8 for the Elven Curve Blade.
Yeah. So do
twice.
No. Well, no. So roll it, and then just double it. Number. Yeah.
It's because I never used the sword.
It's weird. What? It's 1d8 plus 2, I think. Is what,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So 6, so 12.
12. So you cut it down just as easy.
Nice.
And it dies. It goes kakash.
Beautiful. Sound effects.
Kez returns to Adalar.
Adalar, next time the paladin wants to go first, let the paladin go first.
All right. I thought Abadar's power could clean them up pretty quickly. I overestimated them.
You weren't wrong, my friend, but I think it's just the principle of things in this matter.
I know it's Adalar's weakness of faith.
Let the tank go first.
It's his healing arc. Yeah. But now he's just like, I don't know what to do. And then Asmodeus, oh, he'll help you.
as you kill these skeletons, the air does seem to clear up a bit. It doesn't feel as ominous anymore.
Elf's going to run
it
up.
It just feels kind of.
He's going to pick up his bow
now.
Real fast.
Aladar.
Because his bow's on the ground, so he's going to run over before anything else happens.
Aladar. Do you think you could try to treat my wounds?
Oh, yes. Let me see to them. All right, let's do a.
Adalar. Yeah.
What did I say?
Aladar.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You say it a lot. I just find it funny. Yeah.
Whatever. Thanks, Kesha.
I like it.
All right. 16, so I make it. So that's a 2d8 of healing, thanks to the medicine skill.
Do these dry bones have anything on them besides rusty longswords?
7 health.
They were scimitars.
Whatever.
But no, they don't have much. They're bags of bones.
4 scimitars.
Bag of bones.
4 rusty gross scimitars you probably don't want. But those lockers look pretty nice.
Ooh, yeah. Let's check those out.
Yeah, check them out.
So you go up and pull on the lockers, and they're all locked.
Okay.
There's 4 total.
He will instinctively just go into...
Might as well take a 10-minute rest here while we get these lockers open.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes.
All right, so Elk, go ahead and make me some thievery checks there, buddy.
First one, 17.
17 does not do it. Oh, but you don't fail by 10 or more, so you can continue trying.
18?
18, no.
Ah.
I'll keep going. 17?
Nope.
I rolled the same. 14.
Nope.
Oh my god.
What's your bonus thievery?
Plus 7.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just rolling bad.
Yeah.
There you go. 26.
26. That one. Do you want to open locker number 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Oh, God. There's more.
Let's see what's behind door number one.
Locker number one.
Locker number one.
Locker number one. Yes. You open it up and you find what looks to be a silver flail.
Huh.
Whoa.
Nice.
An elixir of some kind and a scroll.
Ooh. Right, I'm going to try to identify them.
All right.
So I did not identify the elixir. What about you?
I had 14 on the scroll.
14 on the scroll. That looks like a scroll of magic missile.
Ooh, oh, sweet.
Hey.
Nice. I can use that.
You want to look at the elixir now?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Well, natural one.
Oh, well.
And I was not successful in identifying the scroll either.
Got it.
Or the elixir. I'm
the elixir.
Sorry.
And the silver foil.
All right, so I take a look at the elixir. I'm like, Kezra, do you know what this is? I can't seem to figure it out.
Never seen it before. Mm. I'll hold on to it, though.
Sure. Maybe we can try to identify it later. Someone back in Breach Hill might know.
Okay, it's really funny that that it actually makes sense why you've never seen it. And you'll find out when you actually figure out what it is, but it's really funny that you've...
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, next locker number 2.
Malt liquor.
9.
9.
Is that 10 or more?
That is 10 or more.
God.
As you try to open it, all of a sudden your lockpick just snaps, and you're like, God.
I have more thievery tools.
So what does that mean?
Yeah, but now it's stuck in there.
Can we just break the lock?
Yeah, you can just break the lock.
Benson, do you want to give this lock a try?
Can I try to break the lock?
Yeah.
This one needs your deft hand.
Strength?
So just make me a strength check to break it open.
15?
15. Yeah, yeah. You take whatever you have around and just smash the lock off.
Why did we done this in the first place?
As you open it, random liquid starts flowing out. And you realize there was two elixirs in there.
Oh.
That broke. Oh. But you do find a cool-looking silver light hammer.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you want to try the next one?
Sure. Does anyone else have thievery?
Well, you broke the worst one. That kind of sucks.
Wonderful.
So locker number 3.
God. So many freaking rolls. 15?
15 fail. So good. Just try to beat a 20.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I need to roll higher than 15 again.
Wait, guys, I got it. Hold on.
I know.
Just give me a second.
22.
22, you beat it. On locker number 3, you find a silver mace.
Okay. I'm seeing a pattern.
Another elixir that looked like the one that you couldn't identify the first time.
Can I try to identify this one?
You sure can.
All right.
Now you have two to compare.
21.
21. You go, wait a minute. These are dark vision elixirs.
Oh, dear.
That's why I didn't.
Oh, nice.
That's why I didn't.
Oh,
yeah. Never needed this in my life.
We've never needed this.
You know, you could have asked me. I would have been able to tell you what that was.
In locker number 3, you also find a jade cat statue.
Ooh.
Hmm. Is it magical?
Probably.
That's a good question.
It has to be.
It's a jade cat. I mean, that's.
It is magical. Ah. I will go ahead and read off what that does.
Ooh, natural 19 for 23.
Got that 2 out of the way.
All right.
I just roll so bad.
No, it's just so bad. A thumb-sized feline carved of rare stone. The jade cat is typically worn as a pendant upon a suit of armor. For 1 minute after you activate the cat, you treat all falls as 20 feet shorter.
Oh.
You are not flat-footed when you balance, and narrow surfaces and uneven ground are not difficult terrain for you.
Hmm. Cool.
So it's a talisman trigger when you fall or attempt an acrobatics check to balance. That's when you can use it.
And it uses nice. Only once?
Oh, when you fall.
Yeah, when you fall, yeah.
Wait, you said you have to activate it and it lasts a minute?
Yeah, or it says...
is the trigger a fall?
Yeah, yeah, okay, the trigger is when you fall or when you attempt an acrobatics check to
got
balance.
It. Okay.
So when it does work or when it activates though, for 1 minute after you activate the cat, you trade all falls as 20 feet shorter, and you're not fly footed when you balance and the narrow surfaces, blah blah blah. So
now, does it have to be on armor? Can I put it on like a
typically worn typically worn as a pendant upon a suit of armor? So yeah,
it says typically.
It says typically. Usage affixed to armor. Yep. So yeah, it has to be attached to armor somehow.
So that's a little prejudiced against people who don't wear armor.
I mean, I don't have armor, but I sure like it.
I think the reason for that is because if Benson falls, there's no way he's going to make the acrobatics check.
I mean, me either. Okay. All right, well.
He falls harder than you is the point.
Yes.
So Benson, you might find this of use.
So
thank you.
One.
I'll take a look at it.
15.
Nope. Average speed of 20, buddy.
I know.
Speed of 20.
It's late, okay?
You're trying so hard.
You got so far.
11.
Nope.
Ooh, I'm getting close again. No, because didn't fail. It's 9.
Just keep it going.
Keep going.
Ah, 25.
There you go. When you open this one, you find a silver morning star.
Ooh.
All these silver weapons are going to sell for more than their base cost, which is nice.
Another lesser dark vision elixir.
Ah.
You said lesser dark vision?
Yes.
Okay.
And something called a potency crystal. Hmm? A potency crystal.
Better knowledge check?
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Killed it.
It's 23.
So this is another kind of talisman. This fluorite crystal glows with a strange... phosphorescence. When you activate the crystal, the weapon becomes a +1 striking weapon for the rest of the turn.
Oh, yes.
Gaining a +1 item bonus to the attack roll and increasing the damage on a hit to 2 weapon damage.
Yep.
Nice.
There you go.
That's nice.
So it's a free action. Envision the trigger is you make an attack with the affixed weapon, but you haven't rolled it yet.
Gotcha.
So you do it, and then you roll.
Yeah, that goes to one of you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay. So you guys have cleared out the upper floor of Citadel Alterine.
Yeah.
So do you guys want to start making your way? There was a secret area that, or the secret entrance to go down.
The crag.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Let's head to the crag.
All right.
The castle butt crack.
Yep. So Timmy, Adelar can go up and then he'll dispel the alarm and stuff like that.
Oh, it's been dispelled because it only lasts 8 hours.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So you go up. It does not look disturbed or anything all like right. that. You walk down quite a ways down here. You imagine it was probably like 10 to 15 feet that you had to, you had to kind of walk down gradually. And it comes out to this massive, massive hallway. And you are now in the basement of Citadel Alterine. And you all level up.
Yes.
And I will see you guys next time.
Yes. All right.
God, I'm excited.